Hi, my name is Elena Shebao. I'm a postdoc working with Dr. Eleni Pliakoni at Kansas State University. And I'm going to present some of the preliminary results that we're having in one of our projects that is improving shelf life, quality, and safety of locally grown vegetables in Kansas. The consumption of fresh produce in U.S. has increased significantly over the past two decades. And this increase on consumption has been accompanied by the increasing of interest among the consumers in supporting local production and purchasing directly from the producers through venues such as farmers market and community-supported agriculture operations. In fact, one of six U.S. consumers recently reported that they make it a priority to buy local food products and primarily fruits and vegetables, which comes mainly from small producers. Data from the 2014 Great Plains Growers Conference held near Kansas City indicates that 7% of vegetable growers has properties ranging from 1 to 10 acres. 38% have been growing for less than 5 years, and that can indicate some gaps on knowledge. Only 32% of these small producers has access to cooling facilities, and only 6% of them have access to refrigerated trucks. As is commonly known, the best method for prolonging storage life of fresh fruits and vegetables is temperature control, because the low storage temperature can decrease the respiration rate, which slows the ripening and senescence. But another method that can be used as a supplement or even as a substitute, depending on each case, is modified atmosphere packaging. That can also prolong the storage shelf life of fresh produce during transportation and retail handling. For these small producers, sometimes it can be more advantageous to use modified atmosphere packaging, although it's an adding cost, just because the initial cost of building a cold room can be more than they can have at the moment. So then they still can have alternative for storage. So that leads us to the objective of this project, that is to use modified atmosphere packaging at non-optimum temperatures, as these local small produce will have, for four different crops, that was spinach, broccoli, asparagus, and beets, that are representing all the edible parts of plants, and try to extend the storage life. And also because of it's known that the microbiology that this fresh frozen produce has can affect the storage life. So we are also studying two different washing procedures, isolated or in combination with modified MAP atmospheres, using cold water only or using a portable ozonated water machine that can be a potential on-farm intervention for the control of microbes associated negatively with the storage and safety of shelf life. For this presentation, I'm only showing the spinach results only. So the material methods that we used was spinach was acquired in three different occasions in a local farm. They were transported to the lab in the same day as harvest, and they were separated. One third was unwashed group, and that was split in two parts, one stored in an open produce bag, normally found on the supermarket, and the other part was stored in a modified atmosphere packaging. The other two thirds were washed in cold water, and separated into two groups, one that was already split in open produce bag and modified atmosphere packaging, and the other part was washed with ozonated water and again stored in open produce bag and modified atmosphere packaging, generating then six subgroups that were then evaluated through storage life. The samples were exposed to 1 to 1.5 ppm of ozonated water using the TetraClean technology for 1 minute, and this was the recommendation by the equipment. The modified atmosphere bags were provided by Schindler Associates, and they were designed for spinach, and they had a desired final internal concentration of 5% of CO2 and 5% of O2. And all the samples were stored at 13 Celsius and 85 relative humidity inside of environmental chambers. And just for a reminder, for spinach, the optimum temperature of storage will be 0 Celsius. Because our image shows more than what I explained, this is the same of what we did with washing with cold water. And then the group was split between the wash with ozonated water for 1 minute, and they were all dry and storage on open produce bags and modified atmosphere bags. The samples were all analyzed daily. The samples that were inside of modified atmosphere bags were analyzed for CO2 and O2 for internal concentrations. The analytical methods, quality methods, and microbiological analysis were performed every 3 days. It was evaluated color and texture. And for microbiology analysis, it was evaluated the amount of psychotroph microorganisms, total anaerobic microorganisms, generic Escherichia coli, coliforms, yeast, and mold population. For the quality scores, it was used several different quality scores developed by UC Davis, and the overall quality was used for determine the marketability of this produce, and once the group reached a 4 score, it was considered unmarketable and that group was terminated. It was also for visual appearance, it was analyzed for visual appearance, yellowness, texture, wilting, and decay. It was analyzed 50 leaves inside of all the groups, and with scales that range 9 for excellent and 1 for extremely poor. Or in the example of odors that was analyzed, the entire group, the scale ranged from 1 to none of odors to 5 to very strong of odors. Some of the results that we get was that there was no difference between the control and the ozonated modified atmosphere group, but the cold wash group with modified atmosphere had always slightly different results, here having a lower amount of CO2 and a higher amount of O2. The open produce bags, they didn't accumulate any gases, so we considered that they have the same amount as the atmospheric concentration. The overall quality shows that all the groups that was stored in modified atmosphere bags had extended store life ranging between 18 days, while the control wasn't different from the ozonated group in open produce bags, ranging from 6 to 9 days. And the cold wash group, stored in open produce bags, that the green line was in between the two main groups. The same it can be seen from off-holder and total visual appearance, where you can see that the modified groups are in the dashed lines. They have better scores and they have a prolonged shelf life when you're comparing from the groups that are stored in open produce bags. When in relation to color, the groups that were evaluating qualitative They reached yellowness that was the score of 5. For some leaves, faster for the control group and the ozone modified, the ozonated with open produce bags. When you compare with other groups with modified atmosphere bags, and the cold wash is the green solid line, kind of behave like as the modified atmosphere groups. For lightness and hue, you can kind of see the same profile happening. For decay that was evaluated visually, we use a score for 1 to 9. 1 mean non-decay seeing the leaf, and 9 being extreme and soft rot. And here's a visual scale of that. You can see that there was not a difference between all the groups until day 10. But once they reached the final storage day, the ozone group actually show a higher decay score than the other groups storing modified atmosphere packaging. That wasn't shown in the microbiology analysis. There was no significant difference between all the treatments. So we just show here an example of one of the results. And the only significant result was through time, that was expected that along the storage life would be enhanced of microorganisms in the samples. In relation to texture, once again, the groups storing modified atmosphere packaging show better scores through time, but that wasn't seen when we analyzed analytically on a texture analyzer. So probably that was due to wilting that was affecting the measurements of the texture. The conclusion is that the use of modified atmosphere packaging extended the storage shelf life on an average of 6 days, and that represents a better score qualities and can be alternative for small local growers, because then they have more days for selling in local markets and they will represent small losses. And in the case of spinach, the ozonated water treatment didn't affect the microbial population as expected and didn't have any effect on the storage life. And then in the future, we are going to see for the other produce for broccoli, asparagus, and for beets. Another result from this project was that we were able to build a cold truck, and that is for just for showing to the local growers purpose. And as you can see, it has a lower cost and it can be an alternative for them. I like to thank the Kansas State Department of Agriculture for funding this project and for Kelly Goody and Mike Ryan for helping me with all the washing procedures. That takes a lot. And local and thanks for the local farms that provided samples so far. Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have recommendations for the material that
a
farmer should use?
So far, what we used was one that was in the market. So the company did that research for us, and that's why it was designed for spinach. I personally don't have a recommendation for that. Hi, Irene.
Is that
Uh, No, we were trying to measure ethylene, but it didn't have a raising rate, so no. There wasn't, the ozonated was kind of similar as control, so for yellowing, but that for open bags. So they were, for ozonated, it wasn't worse. That's what I'm trying to say. But it didn't really show any special difference just because of ozonated treatment. And I didn't understand what your second question was.